Welcome back for another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
All right, everybody. I have to apologize. I am having some technical difficulties in our new studio setup. I haven't been able to get our sound effects working. So we don't have our theme music. We don't have our sound effects, but they will be coming back as soon as I get it together.
What the Tuck? Raw.
Unplugged.
There you go.
We're just keeping it old school.
So we want to start this episode off by addressing the elefanto in the room. Okay, so we know.
We were not aware until our first episode of this season came out because we were on a hiatus.
That there is now another What the Tuck podcast. You know, it's unfortunate.
We weren't approached and asked about taking the name or even asked about whether or not we were still recording or what was going on. It just popped up and there it is. But
you know, we decided, you know, we're doing this. We've done this. We are the premier What the Tuck RuPaul podcast of Utah and will forever and always be.
We're here to stay.
And so, you know, we're just going to carry on and keep doing what we love because we love our name. We love everything we've done with it. And so we will continue as What the Tuck.
Yes, I was very proud of myself when I came up with it and I did a ton of searching and looking and no one else had come up with it yet. And so I named the podcast and it's awesome. So we're keeping it.
Yes. So let's just move on and love what I think. And I may be going out on a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
Will be one of my favorite seasons.
I'm very stoked on it. I think that there is so much potential.
I mean, we'll get into it, but the looks, the drama.
Oh.
First celebrity guest. There's a lot going on here. So.
Miley! I'm sorry. I know. I like Miley Cyrus. I can't stop it. She's so pretty.
Well, and you know, I think she did that whole thing where she was super extra.
She had a moment.
When she first was.
But I am all about her now.
Yeah, exactly. I am converted.
Yeah.
I think she is a... She's
cute,
enjoyable.
Cute
she's
as a
fun.
Button.
She
loves drugs.
Authentic.
I love drugs. No, just kidding.
Hugs, not drugs.
Hugs, not drugs.
So
pugs. Pugs, not
pugs,
hugs.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
I like pugs and hugs.
I like hugs over pugs.
Yeah, you have a thing with pugs. That's fine.
They got big buttholes.
Oh, my God. Well, now the world knows. So, on that.
All right, we're on a tangent. Let's get started. You guys, the new season is here. Season 11.
Finally.
Finally, it has happened.
Are you done now?
Yep.
No, I loved it. So, let's get right into it. One of my favorite segments, parts of RuPaul is the entrance into the workroom.
Oh, first impressions mean everything. That's what they all say, and it's the truth.
Yeah, because they have to have a theme for the promo, and so I don't think that's a
it's hard for them to really. Yeah, but this, they've got all the time to get ready. There's not a time limit. They can get ready. This is like they're coming in with their signature, sort of like, this is my style, this is who I am, and I'm here for it.
Exactly. So let's just get right into it.
Yeah.
With these entrance into the workroom looks.
So first one up, obviously,
Miss Vanjie.
You better stop. I'll never get over that.
It just tickles my funny bones. Okay, so I put okay.
I put okay / basic.
Yeah, I liked her wig.
Her makeup looked good. And I did like her, like, glitter body. I thought that was kind of fun. But her outfit really felt basic, like, kind of clubbing.
Yeah. It wouldn't, if someone came into the room wearing that, I wouldn't say, this is who they are.
It was very, like, yeah, there wasn't a statement there. It was very me.
Yeah. But I did think it was hilarious that she then ran off and hid.
Oh, I was dying with her hiding behind that thing. It was so funny. And when they'd cut to her and her little eyes were peeping around, it was cracking me up. I thought it was so, so funny. I loved
so
it.
So good.
All right, next.
Nina West.
Okay, can we just say, that was the dumbest thing. A legendary. So dumb.
It's kind of like a dad joke, which I thought was kind of funny because I'm old.
But she did look good.
I really liked her look.
I liked her look. The only downside was you could tell that her hat was made out of foam core and it was like bouncing around a lot, and that bothered me. But the rest of, like, I loved the idea of it.
Yeah, it was very, I don't know. I liked the vintage look. I mm-hmm. liked the big hair. I thought it was put together.
I love black and yellow. Like, I thought it looked really good.
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
All right. So next we got Suga.
Oh my God. That hair. Can we talk about that weird square hair?
I feel like this is going to be an ongoing theme because fast forward and I think it's just all she does.
I
think
do
that's
not.
How she tries to be out of the box.
But it's just weird. It's not like.
I did not like it. And it didn't look well done. It looked like it was put up with like.
Like
way too
glue
much
or something. I just yelled that so loud.
Glue.
It just made me mad because I am a hairstylist, everybody. I know I've mentioned it before, but I just, the fact that it was so square and that like the little flippy face framing things went up so high and then popped down, it looked like a weird alien head.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, it was so bad.
Which I think is unfortunate because I did like the bodysuit.
I loved her bodysuit. It was better than what we've seen on her before.
Yeah.
But that hair totally popped me out of it. I wasn't looking at her body at all. I was like, what is wrong with your hair, girl?
Yeah. My first impression I put is ugh, hair.
I wrote stupid hair. What are you doing?
But then it stunk because as I watched more, I noticed the bodysuit more and I was like, man, that bodysuit is really
great.
It's
so dumb. That makes me mad.
Yeah.
It's bad styling, which is the same issue we had with the promo look was bad styling. Like, weird elements that don't make sense together.
Yep. All right. Ugh. Gag.
Plastique.
Tiara.
I didn't even write words. I did big bulgy eyes with a big open mouth. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So pretty.
She's just, I love the nude. I love the purple. Her hair was glistening and beautiful.
It
she
was
looked
the
like
complete
a fake person.
Package. It really. Oh, and Miss Vanjie behind that curtain was
that.
Like,
"Is that no Instagram filter?"
That's real.
Gorgeous. Yeah, she made an entrance, and you know exactly what her aesthetic is.
Yeah.
So you know, I was gagged.
Gorge,
it was beautiful.
Gorge. All right, Scarlet Envy came in, all right, everybody. I'm a big fan of Tammy Brown. I love me some Tammy Brown. Scarlet looks just like her, like a younger version of Tammy Brown. Do you remember, Linz?
I'm sorry. I've watched too many drag queens.
I know.
But flash of brilliance just came over me, and you're completely right.
They have the same facial features. It's crazy. Like, she comes in and she's making these faces, and I'm like, why do I know that face?
Deja vu.
It's Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown.
But okay, besides that though, let's talk about the look.
I hated it.
She legit just looks like she has no bottoms on.
I hated it. I think it's clever, the idea. And when you look really close, the fabric is super cool.
I love the idea, but it's not executed well at all.
Well, it's the same issue I had with her promo look.
The top doesn't
fit,
right?
Makes no sense.
And then later when she's in the photo shoot, which we'll get to, she turns around and you can tell that she was trying to do like a G-string up the butt, but it's not padded right. So it legit just looks like she forgot to put her bottoms on.
Which it just like,
it's not good.
The idea is cute,
but it's not done well.
Yeah. And the shading on her breasts is just, it just looks wrong. It just looks bizarre.
And she has very skinny lips, which I'm fine with. And, you know, you're going to overdraw a lip, but if you overdraw a nude lip, you can't really tell. It just looked weird.
Yeah.
Her lips looked weird.
Maybe I just need to get over it, but the harsh wig lines on her, it's just...
It's every time.
Yeah.
She has harsh wig lines and it bugs me, but maybe that's her thing.
Exactly. And so I'm like, okay, maybe I need to give her a chance, but the way it is now, There's such good wigs out there and ways to style that you can make it.
They look too costumey.
Exactly, like a costume.
Yeah.
So the concept I thought was fun. The idea of the concept, not executed.
It was just not executed properly, but the idea was there.
Yeah, and if you're going to do, I just had a brain fart.
Venus?
Thank you. Why would you not do like a big flowing blonde wig?
I know. Or have some, instead of like a jewel over your crotch, like a clamshell or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's other things. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Not with it.
Next. Oh, God. Akiria. Hello, Real Housewives of Atlanta. So basic.
Yeah.
So basic. It was so boring.
That's my first note was super bored.
Yeah, basic.
I mean, the dress is fun when you saw it up close, but for your entry look,
it just was too much. It wasn't boring. They didn't have any elements to it that were like.
Plus, she wasn't very exciting to watch. And so.
No.
If I'm just thinking, okay.
Well, like next, her hair was just down and curly, and it just was not, there was nothing extraordinary about it.
Yeah. Move on.
Evie. Ugh. Evie Oddly. Little remote control car comes in first, which that's a fun idea, but then have the outfit have something to do with a car. She comes in this weird glam outfit. Her wig is on crooked. I don't understand. It was like, I get that you're trying to be edgy and weird, but it wasn't cohesive in any way.
At first I thought it was a snake. And so I'm like, oh, she's like a snake charmer. Then I saw it was a car and I was like, hold up. This doesn't make any sense. And it didn't, her dress didn't fit well. It was just like a kind of a green bag, but then she had all these jewels over her.
Her makeup was not well done, and her wig didn't fit right. And then when she started talking, it started moving around, and it was on crooked. And it was just like, what is happening right now?
I like, with some reservation, conceptual queens.
I absolutely do. But you
still have to pull it off.
Well, I mean, you know, in a different world, like Lindsay and I love Dragula. And those are some really weird out there concepts that really push the boundaries, but they only work if they're thought through properly and they're cohesive.
Yeah.
This was not that.
No.
It didn't make any sense.
I like that shade of green.
I do like that shade of green.
So there's one nice thing.
I love an electric green and black. I'm all about that, but it was just not done well.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right. Next. Silky. Nutmeg Ganache.
Okay, so
she looked cute as hell.
She looked really good.
Real cute.
I said looked nice. I thought the cookie thing was funny.
It was funny, but then I saw a hilarious meme later that day where somebody did mashup of what's the snatch grab 'em? Ash grab some, who's the Pokemon
Ash
guy?
Ketchum?
Ash Ketchum.
Ash grab some.
I don't know Pokemon.
gonna be your drag king.
Ash catch some. No, it was hilarious. It was Ash
Ketchum.
Grab him. Oh my god. Throwing a Pokeball and then and then like lights going and then it's her going munch munch crunch crunch. Funny. It's perfect.
Okay, that's pretty. Pretty good.
I was dying. It was really funny. But I did think I liked her outfit and I liked her hair. I thought she looked really cute.
Her look redeemed her for me. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes, we'll talk more. We'll talk more later. We're just talking about entrance looks.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh. Next. Brooklyn Heights. Get me some sequins, girl.
I liked it.
I loved it.
You know, I know. Scarlett who kind of talked. Who is it that talks some shade later?
I think it was Scarlett who and said, she's like, oh, I've seen wig. It before.
And I'm just like, it's girl, fun. Stop throwing shade because you're jealous. Like, she looks gorgeous as hell.
Plus, it's conceptual and it makes a statement about who she is. Yeah. It gives you a very definitive, like, that's what the entrance look should be. hey, everybody, I'm here. This is what I'm all about. And that's what it was. And I loved it.
Yeah. No, I'm...
Period, the end.
It was one of my absolute favorites. So, Scarlett, just go hide in that clamshell.
All right. Ariel Versace.
I love her. I know you don't, but ugh. I love her. Her look was good, though. The big old dress with the big old hoop skirt.
Skort. Oh my god, a hoop skort.
That would be.
Oh, yes.
Noted.
No,
I love her hair. Her hair looks fun. I'm enamored. I'm sorry. I
know. Oh my god. Well, because I was reading her Instagram and she was saying that her look was Lizzie McGuire inspired, but that's not a thing that I know. I guess there's some Lizzie McGuire scene where she's in a snow princess dress or something. And just that sort of like reference material makes me want to like vomit.
Oh, don't even, just because it's not in your generation. Don't even.
But it's just dumb. I don't know.
I love
her. She looked like a snow princess.
I love it. Okay, you can't deny her wig looked good and it was fun. Her makeup looked good. It was a complete look.
It was a complete look.
And it says who she is.
That's fine. It's fine. It's the same thing that we had with Trinity last time where it's a cohesive, complete look. I just don't like it.
We will agree to disagree.
All right.
She can be my snow princess.
But all right, Raja. Oh, my God. Get your earrings right, girl.
Okay. So this is really funny because when I wrote down my notes, I said... I like the newspaper look, but the earrings don't make sense.
And the hair doesn't make sense either.
And this was before they started flying all over the place.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like they don't make sense in the first place, and then they can't stay on your goddamn head.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh,
it was so discombobulated.
And that hair did not make any sense.
No, it was bad. Like...
Why do you have bright purple hair?
I knew what she was going for. If you're going for this like edgy kind of street look, why do you have these bling bling earrings?
It very much had an editorial sort of feel to it, but then it was like tiny head hair. I don't know. And the blingy earrings, none of it made sense. None of it made sense.
And it made me so mad. Big like chunky gold jewelry or something. You know, like, so it's kind of that like.
Something.
But I did.
Or have your earrings made like big old hoops that are wrapped in newspaper too. Something that's more cohesive.
Yeah, it was.
Something.
That was ugh. A hot mess.
Or black jewelry. Mess. I don't know. Something.
Anything other than. And
she should have either had platinum, like a really light blonde hair, or like a black or a brown hair. Something that made sense with the color scheme. Because the pop of purple didn't make sense with those like muted newspaper tones.
Yeah. And there was no other purple, so there's nothing to bring it in. So it was just like
If you had done like paint splats of purple all over the newspaper, that would have been very fun and cool and a little bit like, oh, it's newspaper, but like, yeah. I don't know. There's ways to like integrate. You have to think of a complete idea, and I don't think she did. Yep. But it's the same shit we had last time in her entrance look with the aerobics look. Where it was too many ideas. Yeah. Think of one idea and make it pop.
Yeah, that's scary for the rest of the season.
We'll see. I don't know if she's capable of editing properly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's not looking well. Or it's not looking good so far.
All right. Kahana. Montrese.
Okay. I hated it. I hated it so much.
I hated it. I don't.
It's like this
weird. Well, and then the way when she walked in and the way she put her arms up and was like flexing almost. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to be feminine hip hop showgirl that you keep saying that you are, why are you flexing your muscles? Like try to be. I'm fine with a muscle queen. That's fine. But don't flex them.
Yeah.
Like you're like showing them off. It's weird, right?
It was weird. And I put. Hot Topic outfit because it seems super cheap and like this weird kind of tutu-y black
and then the shoulder pads and that whole color scheme teal, black, and then pastel pink
yeah
for yeah. a wig It doesn't make any sense.
No, it was.
It's one thing to have a different pop. Like, she could have done a purple wig and it would have made sense because purple, teal, and black look good together.
Yeah.
But baby pink? No.
No, it was.
It was,
I mean,
weird.
At least she didn't have crab claws on her dress this time.
I mean, that's something. Her boobs also didn't look saggy this time.
That's true.
So that's better.
That's true.
But I still was like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah, it was my least favorite by far.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some that are boring, but not just confusing and
at
boring.
Least they were proportionally, like, it made sense a little bit. It was just weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. Oh, Lindsay. Soju.
I know.
That outfit, I understand the concept of taking like what do they call that? A gi?
Uh-huh.
From karate and making it into a dress.
Yeah.
That could have been very fun. But all it was a straight up gi with a bunch of fabric added on the back.
Yeah.
It had no shape whatsoever.
I put karate bathrobe.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was so, ew. And her makeup and her hair
lips
were
looked so bad.
Really bad.
It was not good.
Yeah.
It looked like amateur hour.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I love, she's adorable, but it was very amateur time.
It made me sad to see her come in because I really rooted for her.
You could, oh my God. Like, I would love to see a different queen try and translate a karate gi into a dress because I know it could be fun and cute.
Yeah.
But it wasn't done well at all.
Yeah, that was not executed well.
Or even made into like a fun, really fitted suit you could do.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, it was just that with a bunch of fabric sticking off the back. It was weird as hell.
Yeah.
Okay. Honey. Davenport.
I put meh. I mean, the outfit, okay, cute. She's Honey, so kind of bee theme.
It was fine.
But I don't think because she had the collar, her hair, because it was so
low,
it looked.
She should have done.
The proportions were not right.
Okay, honey, listen to me. I know you're not listening to the podcast, but you should have done a goddamn beehive.
Yeah.
High hair with a high collar, a beehive with a couple bees in it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Tucking amazing.
Yeah.
And that is how you think of a look. Like, it was just, it was half there.
Yeah.
It wasn't all there. And it was a similar thing where I don't feel like it fit her body tight enough.
I think a big thing is the padding. And I think she really went for the hip padding. And
I know, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like whenever I keep seeing her in clothes, they're like slightly too big. Like, they like wrinkle as she walks. And if you're going to do latexy, vinyl-y things that are tight, do it tight.
Yeah.
Show off your curves. Your,
like a toyga.
Like a toyga. Okay. And then last, Mercedes.
I hate it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know you're going for opulence, but
Hold on. The Xena intro. I just put Xena throwback.
Like, well, I think it has to do with her heritage of.
Well, I get that, but it's also just.
It didn't make a lot of sense with, like, her image she's portraying.
I did love when Ms. Vanjie almost knocked down.
I know.
Ms. Vanjie, you're doing good so far. you gave me some chuckles. But, yeah, I don't know. So, because, again, it just didn't go with the look. Because then she comes in this, like, Kim Kardashian,
like,
voluptuous.
Over the top, like, the Queen of Arabia.
With
okay.
this stupid handful of jewels.
Lindsay, this is driving me nuts because what she was holding looked like a bracelet with jewels on it, but she was holding it in her hand and then later she set it down. I'm like, why didn't you put the goddamn bracelet on?
I put jewel octopus. It was like she was holding a dead octopus.
If she'd had the bracelet on and it was dripping from her wrist and then she was holding that big diamond, it would have made more sense.
Exactly.
And then later when she was talking, if she had diamonds dripping from her wrists, it would have made sense. But instead it was like this weird prop she was holding. I did not get it.
Well, and when you have that huge, like, I don't know, foxtail fur,
thingy.
Like, that isn't, like, sometimes edit yourself. Less can be more. Like,
yeah,
you're classy. You have,
you can wear lots of diamonds, but you don't need to hold a handful.
Exactly.
Of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
It was distracting.
And I'm going to say, for me, the made to throw shade moment of this episode was when Mercedes sits down and Nina West goes, "What was your name? I didn't hear it in your intro." And she goes, "Mercedes,
like the car.
Diamond.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait. Shit. What is it? Oh my God, I completely just blanked it. That
Mercedes.
I feel bad.
Mercedes.
Iman Diamond.
Thank you.
Woof. Sorry, guys. And then Nina says, "More like a Buick."
I know. And she's like, "What?
What?" I was dying. Yeah, that was probably the funniest shade in the episode for me. Besides another one I will bring up later. Yes. But I just dropped my notes. Excuse me.
So, you know, I would say overall there were some big wins and there were some big whoopsies. Whoopsie doodles.
But it's your first, you know, entrance in. So, right off the bat, Rue comes in. But now!
Oh my gosh.
Suits. 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 You look good, Rue.
I just put, there's so many patterns.
So many.
I love it.
I don't know any, I really don't know another man I can think of that can pull off a suit like Rue.
Elton John.
No. I mean, he looks fine.
Well,
but Rue really,
he wouldn't look ridiculous.
No, I'm not talking, I'm talking about like,
Oh, well,
give
yeah.
me some of that.
I mean, of
it's
course.
Rue.
But those patterns and how amazing it is. It's like anyone else would just... You'd
be swallowed
like,
by the
stop,
suit.
Stop kidding yourself. Yeah.
You ain't no RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. So first RuPaul entrance look.
On point. Looking good.
10 million.
Tens
Rule
across
points.
The board.
Oh, very good. So Rue comes in and of course everyone freaks out like you would.
Like
I would
you totally
probably pass out. Well, I'd probably throw up, then pass out, then wake up.
And everyone would be gone and they'd be like, "You've been kicked off the show."
We're just going to edit you out of everything. And of course we get our first challenge,
which is a photo shoot, which I love photo shoot. Off the bat challenges because it's so fun because it mm-hmm. just throws them. It's like throwing you in the deep end.
Oh yeah,
it's
I mean
so fun.
Well, and again, it kind of tells you. Well, so you get the look from their how they come into the workroom, their entrance, but from the photo shoot, you get to see
some personality.
Their personality.
Yeah, absolutely. So they go into a room that is just opulently decorated
I
with all of these photos of past winners and.
Reds and golds
and black and just wood and upholstered furniture. And one of the funniest, my favorite thing, honestly, Rue walks by and they're talking about all the winners of the past. And Rue picks up a picture of Bianca Del Rio and looks at it. And then she puts it face down on the table.
I was losing it.
I was dying.
I was losing it. It was so, so funny.
I love it. I love it. Ugh. So then the queens come in and they start doing their photo shoot. And then Rue interrupts them and says, "We've got queens from the past. They're coming in and you've got to incorporate them into your shot."
And not
you
even
need,
incorporate, but
you need
you
to
need
art direct.
Well, incorporate them and not let them
outshine you. Yeah. You need to be the star of this picture. So first, oh, crap. Did I do mine out of order?
Well, first is Scarlett.
Okay. So I just went, because I already had their names written down from their entrance looks.
I
so
have them in order.
Okay. So you lead, because I got them out
yeah.
of order.
So first we have Scarlett, who, I'm sorry, I just can't get over that look. The whole time I was like, just get out of there.
It doesn't look good.
But then
Raja,
I was just like, you don't deserve her. I love Raja. She's one of my
just from
favorites.
Being in the room, you outshine her because she looks so,
like,
that red suit and her. I cannot, you guys, I cannot get over how Raja has embraced her natural gray hair, has grown it out and uses it in her drag. It makes me so happy.
Just
so happy.
Gorgeous. She is everything.
Amazing.
Everything. So.
I just wrote meh.
That's exactly what I wrote. It was,
fine.
I wonder if Scarlett was a little starstruck because that
she
of how the
a little
interaction was going.
Yeah.
And So, you know, she didn't necessarily lead it, but it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't bad. It was just meh. There was like nothing amazing about it.
Yeah. Next, we have Suga in Jasmine McMasters.
Which Jasmine was hilarious in her commentary where she's like, I don't care what you want. Just take me to Olive Garden, whore.
I know.
That was funny. It was fine.
Good. Yeah. Again. It was fine. I mean, I think it was better than the last one, but it wasn't.
It was middle of the road.
Yeah. Next, we have Honey. And, Manila, you just get to keep coming back.
But Manila looked so good.
But it was.
Vanilla.
It was too soon.
It was a little too soon. It hurt my heart, especially when Rue said, or no, when Honey said, or somebody said that there's winners on the wall, and Manila said, well, I guess I'll go over here then.
I know. I was like, oh, twist the knife deeper.
I'm so mad.
And to insult to injury, it was a boring.
It was boring.
Picture.
That's what I wrote. Boring. Yeah. Boring. Yeah. What are you going to do? Like, use it. Manila's got all the personality, and you've got her standing there with a hand on a cat. It was so stupid.
Yeah. All right, so next we have Ginger Minj and
Raja.
Raja, thank you. I put O'Hara for some reason in.
Ginger looked so hilarious with that like old school like 1700s wig, and her earrings were still falling off. Why didn't she ditch the earrings by then?
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, and it's attack of the earrings again.
Like, why wouldn't you be like, they're not on, so let's just work this photo? Nobody gives a shit about your earrings.
Ugh. I mean, I was happy to see Ginger Minj again. I love her, and
it was unfortunate because Ginger's hilarious and she would have been up for anything.
Yeah.
And like, you could have pretended you were birthing a child on the couch and she would have caught it. Like, why are you doing this?
She outshone Raja. Gosh, I just can't. It's not sticking. She definitely outshined her.
Yeah.
Because I was laughing at all her commentary. And
I know.
I just felt bad.
Yeah, no, that was unfortunate.
So next we have Miss Vanjie and Farrah.
Sorry. Lindsay just dropped her microphone. That was hilarious.
I did like this outfit. Or this
she was
shoot,
very
but
excited.
It wasn't a mic drop moment, but, but you know, Miss Vanjie, she's grown on me. She is growing on me. She's
funny.
Funny.
She is funny. And I thought it was hilarious how, like, her solution to not outshining her was like, well, then turn around.
Okay, so that's my leap, too. Is, you know, she was funny and making funny commentary, but then it's like, what the hell are you doing?
I know. At least, like, just
having
her
face.
Having
her face. Wall.
Why didn't she turn her around and then make her look, I don't know.
Yeah, like she's handcuffing her or
something. It was a weird photo. So I did a frowny face because the end photo, she was being funny, but the photo was not good.
No. But, and again, though, when she walks off, she's like, you know,
why did I go with the prostitute?
It's like you're redeeming yourself with your personality.
She's
but
funny, but like she needs to get
bad.
Her shit together.
Yeah. All right. So next we have Heights.
Brooklyn Heights.
Uh-huh. Sorry. I go by last names.
Angina, who I love. And I was laughing that whole shoot. I thought it was really funny.
I love when she's like, okay, I'm going to just pick you up. And Angina's like, okay. And then she's like, oh.
I was cracking up. And their final photo where Brooklyn's just like holding her and Angina looks like, I thought it was so funny.
I was
cracking up. I thought that they were a really funny pair. I would like to see them do something together.
I know. I was all about, I wrote all about it.
Yeah, it was really funny.
All right. Next we have Plastique Tiara. And Sonique. Plastique
looked great. Sonique was like, it was just bleh. Like, there was nothing interesting.
They were doing
about
their own thing. It was Plastique on the couch looking gorgeous and then saying, Sonique, just stand over there.
Yeah, it was not good.
I mean, she's like, go.
I mean, she looked great, but there was it didn't tell a story. There wasn't anything interesting about it.
All right, next we have Soju and Pork Chop.
Ooh.
I put weird.
It was weird.
I put weird. It's like, this is not.
It was weird.
Working for me.
No, it was
and it
not
was awkward
good.
And
I just wanted it to be over.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Not good. Next, we have Ariel and Eureka.
Which So their interaction was funny together as far as talking, but their picture was nothing.
Yeah, I put it was fine.
It was just like fine because it's like, well, they're just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were like the Beauty and the Beast thing, that was funny.
Yeah.
But that doesn't portray itself in the picture. There's no funniness in the picture.
Yeah, no. It was, again, where I think you really saw who can take on that leadership role.
Yeah, you have to think about the image. It's not about just being on TV. It's about, like, the image. And that in that one, it's like, you're both holding hands and, like, spreading your arms out. What is that?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Okay, so... next, we have Nina and Raven.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, but not
That's
like...
That's what I put. I put funny, and you can tell she's a funny queen, and her comment was like, ho, 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 ho.
Well, and but Raven, and I think that Raven has kind of a, like a, like slightly funny, slightly serious energy too, like Nina does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought their energy was fairly good, but then the image wasn't that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we have Mercedes and Delta. I just put bad, 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 bad.
I wrote, wow, boring.
Oh, my God. I could not. It was making me so uncomfortable how much Delta was so like, please
tell me what to do. I felt so bad for Delta. And Mercedes was like, let us sit on the couch. What?
I know, like, no, you just sit over there.
It was so weird. It was awkward. I felt really bad.
Yeah, I was, that was making me cringe. All right, then we have Ikaria and Kimora.
I also put meh. And I also think that Kimora was doing the more interesting pose with like taking the cherry in the mouth. And
yeah.
It's like, if you're going to be the focus, you don't want to be the one feeding. You want to be the one eating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's more you can do
the
with
focus,
that.
Like, because it's a forward movement. Like, you think about it of like, if you're delivering something to somebody, the person receiving is more of the like, because it's a forward movement.
Plus, Kimora looked
awesome.
Amazing. So that was another one where it's like,
I think that might be, in my opinion, the best Kimora's ever looked.
It was an A plus.
It was adorbs.
Yeah.
And I normally don't like the way she looks.
And last but not least, we have Silky and Mariah.
Okay. So Mariah Balenciaga. She looks great, and she was working the camera really good. And Silky was like truly like directing what was going on. Like she was setting the scene. She made sure that she had a drink and she had a drink. Like it wasn't just like half-assed. She definitely put herself into it, and it was a good picture in the end.
Yeah, I put really good picture. And
it looked like something you'd see in a magazine. It really did.
No,
it did.
I totally agree. Again, have feelings, but
I know we'll talk about our feelings later.
For the look, it was good. She did a great job. I had no qualms. It looked good.
I know. Well, we'll talk about it later. It's hard because it makes me feel conflicted feelings that like my initial reactions were good, and then we're going to talk about the next part.
Hold on. I skipped one.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Gahana and Derek Barry.
Oh, it was a meh.
I thought it was funny.
Did you?
There's like two drunk frat girls. It's funny. I mean, it wasn't great, but I thought it was like, yeah, this is the other part. It was more interesting than a lot of the others.
It was more interesting than some of the others.
Yeah.
No, so I put it
has. I said it actually has a story, whereas a lot of the others were just posing around.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fun. Okay, now
on to the main challenge.
Well, not yet.
Well, because Rue comes out and she says, "All right, everybody, this is how you did on your photo shoot."
Oh, okay.
And then she talks about the main challenge.
I got you.
So, Silky is the winner.
The winner
of the photo shoot.
Ooh, which I'm good with.
No, I agreed. Yeah. I completely agreed with that decision because that's what I thought was the best picture.
Yeah. The only other one I thought would maybe be in the running was
Brooklyn.
Yeah. And Angina.
Yeah. It was between those two for me. So mm-hmm. I have no qualms mm-hmm. with that pick. And so the main challenge as Rue presents it is there are these trunks of leftover fabric and materials from queens of the past, and you have to use those materials to make your own unique signature look.
Your own legendary look.
That represents you as a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And Silky's step up from winning is that she gets to assign the trunks to the queens.
And there's some good trunks in there.
There are some really good ones in there.
I wanted to just own the trunks.
I know. I was like, oh, that looks fun. I want to try. I like this challenge a lot. So Silky's approach to assigning the trunks is, of her own words, that she wants to be fair and give everyone the trunk that she thinks is closest to their own aesthetic. Okay, so as Silky picks the trunks, we start to get a glimpse into the terror we are about to witness.
That is yet to come. The terror.
All that belly shaking is killing me. Too much.
Yeah, it's like, okay, once is funny.
Once is funny. And then over. And then okay. And over. Okay, chill out, all right? No more belly shaking. But as we move on, we've got Miss Vanjie with Valentina. Soju gets kimchi. Silky takes peppermint for herself. Ariel gets Laganja Stranja. Kahana gets Katya. Nina West, Thorgy. Brooklyn Heights, Detox. Plastique Tiara, Sasha. Honey gets Ben de la Creme. Evie Oddly gets Alaska. Akira gets BB. Scarlet Envy gets Violet. Raja gets Kennedy Davenport. Mercedes gets Bianca Del Rio. And Suga gets Sharon Needles.
Which, this is where the drama begins, though. Because right. Poor Plastique Tiara is like, please,
I want
give
Violet.
Me Chachki. Please.
And her very first pick is to give
Scarlet Violet Chachki.
Which she calls Chowski.
I know. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I think by giving her Sasha, you know, I truly don't think she was trying to
I don't think it was shade. I think that honestly, like, those two kind of could have been interchangeable. I think it still fit her aesthetic pretty well.
I agree. So at first it was going to be my shady moment. And then when I saw who she gave her, I was like, okay,
that's fine. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Okay. So first we get our first glance. Well, and this was a little bit before, but we got our first glance of the lovely pit crew. All their muscles.
Oh, looking so good.
Bringing in those packages.
Looking so good. Just show me your package.
they're cute.
I love it.
But so now we really get into the thick of things.
The nitty gritty. When we get into the workroom, when they are working on challenges and getting ready for runways, I feel like that is when the nitty gritty starts to come out.
Yeah. You're not putting on a show. No. Per se. Well, not everyone. Per se. And you know, you get to see the friendships or the camaraderie that's starting to take place. And you know,
one of the things I'm gonna bring it up as our second sort of made to throw shade moment that was a collective moment I forgot to mention, or I mean there was really no reason to mention it because it was sort of like meh, but during the intro entry looks, Silky Nutmeg Ganache brings up the fact that in her own show at home, she does the attitude check. Yeah. And you can tell that she's trying to get a sound bite. Like she's trying to, like,
it's like a hollow.
Yeah.
It's
like, this is my thing.
First.
This is my thing. Attitude check. And then everybody else says, fuck you, bitch, mm-hmm. back to her. So she does it a couple times in the entry, and it's like, oh, that's cute, whatever. And maybe it would be fun if it was more organic, like the Jesus is a biscuit, you know, sort of thing. But Silky is running around that workroom, talking her head off, acting a fool.
I'm
acting
so
a total fool.
Annoyed. And I told you last episode.
Linz, I understand, but who knew it was going to go that far?
Nope.
To
I
the
knew
extreme?
It. No. I told, I'll
no,
get
you're
my,
so full of it.
I'll get my notes out. I said, she is bugging me.
Just because somebody bugs you doesn't mean that they're going to turn out to be annoying as hell, but
that doesn't make any sense. Just because someone is annoying you doesn't mean they're gonna be really annoying.
I'm trying I'm trying to justify.
No, because I put on here, I put Silky is so annoying and I told you so.
You win. No, I will admit that you win. I admit you win. She is annoying as hell.
I can take a big personality, but what's really annoying about it is that it's just like everyone in the workroom is saying she's trying to get her airtime.
No, you can
this
tell she's
not
milking that shit, and it is too much. It's too much.
It is so obnoxious.
And so she tries, after like running around like a crazy person, she tries to do another attitude check, and crickets.
Silence.
Crickets, and everybody's just side-eyeing all over the place. It is so funny.
So that's what I put as my made to throw shade moment,
because it was a collective, was like nobody was there for that.
Yeah,
no one was there for that.
It's like, if you don't get a hint, then
oh my god, it was so funny. Yeah. I was dying. It was, oh my god, I was waiting for the like they didn't play it, but it would have been perfect.
I know, they should have. And so it's just, you know, this is not a good first impression, and the thing is, it's not going to get better, and you know her reaction is going to be defensive, and well, these bitches,
you don't know
don't,
me and blah blah blah,
so it's going to get worse. It's not being obnoxious but also trying to make friends, it's going to be being obnoxious and just throwing shade, and
oh, it's going to be a tornado catty. It's going to be a nutmeg tornado.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
I know. It's kind of bumming me out. I'm like, all right, here we go.
So
oh, sorry. So.
One mind. No, go for it.
No, you go for it.
Well, so there was a lot of interestingness. That's not a word. So, Soju. I've never made a dress before.
What?
I'm just like.
You know that that's part of the show.
Exactly.
You know that.
When there's
that
already these
so
issues
mad.
Where they're like, so are you an entertainer or do you just do this
YouTube show?
This YouTube. Thank you.
Like, I consider myself an entertainer, but if you've never done a show in a club, then how are you an entertainer? Like,
so there's one mark against you. And then two, she goes in, I've never made a dress before. And I, from the second she said, I'm going to make this like a drape.
Well, I knew because in the finale where Kimchi was in the final three, she wore that same silhouette, that traditional Korean silhouette, but it was done well.
Well, exactly. If it's tailored and precise and beautiful, that's one thing. But when it's just a bunch of fabric
and you've never made a dress before, that's scary. And also, you have to think of the fact that the judges don't know who you are. They've never seen you before. This is their very first vision of you, and you're doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Miss Vanjie said it straight up. She's like, girl, last time I used that much tool, I went home.
Exactly.
She knew what was up.
Yeah, it was. I just saw warning lights.
It was like
all over the place.
Like, mm-hmm. Like red flashing. It was making me
but
nervous.
But at least she was trying instead of just running around bitching about not having enough fabric.
Which is such bullshit. You know that there was enough fabric, especially for what she ended up making.
Mm-hmm. So, and so then we get to the next, to the big moment. The big
secret fun moment.
Number five.
Number five. You're so weird. So, guest judge. As we talked about before, Miley Cyrus decides that she wants to go undercover in the workroom as a crew member.
BJ.
BJ, the male crew member. Which then they decide to put a freaking pube beard on her.
I was going to say she looks so gross. It looks so like gross.
She glued pubes to her face. It looks if you're going to so give gross. Her a beard, like stipple on a, like a, make it look good, goddammit.
It's not, it's the
production, that's on you.
Yeah, it was.
That made me
and
mad.
And that's probably why when she went in, she got like, it seemed like 10 minutes in and then someone recognized her.
Obviously, because they put a really shitty pube beard yeah. on her.
And it's like, I know you want it to. To her to come out and people see who she is, but at but least it would have been it a little more difficult.
It would have been funnier if she like looked very mannish and then she started talking and she had Miley stuff and then and she brought up Miley Cyrus to the girls and then maybe started singing and then they're like, oh shit, yeah. Like that would have been way more funny.
Yeah, this was it was awkward. Not to say the fact that Silky discovered it made it 20 times worse.
Well,
it was just awkward. I don't think it was well thought out.
Silky, chill the fuck out. You ruined the secret Miley surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She ruined absolutely. It. She took complete control to where no one else could interact with her because she's like, hop on me, girl. Then she starts running around. It was this like chaotic, crazy energy that just ruined the moment.
Yeah, it made it seem really cheap and weird. And
like I felt awkward. Bad for Miley Cyrus because, of course, she's trying to just like
make the best of
make
it
the best of it and play along. But you could tell that she was sort of like, this is weird. What yeah. is happening?
And then so with that, the transition to having this really heartfelt talk was like, okay, now this is weird again.
Yeah,
because like I said, it went from this weird energy to this heartfelt moment.
It was not right.
Yeah, it was not good.
Then we get to go to the runway.
Yes, yes. And at that point, I was more than ready.
You're like, get us out of here, yeah, please. Just move on to the good stuff.
I was over it. I was ganached.
I was not Meg having it. Oh, that was not good.
No, I liked it.
All right.
So,
Rue.
Oh my gosh.
Give me more. She looks so good.
Said a teal and purple metallic dream.
Those sleeves were giving me life. That bodice fit like a glove. And that hair was so unique and different and fun. I loved it.
It was everything. So good.
I loved it.
So again.
Of course.
She kills it on the runway. No one can rue like Rue can rue. And a great
rue
start.
Rue.
And I really liked Miley's record dress.
I did too. It was so really fun. Cool. And her little like, I'm here to break records. Hilarious. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. So fun.
So let's get into it. Let's see what they did with the materials they were given.
All right. Number one, Miss Vanjie.
I
really liked it.
I really liked it as well. I thought it could have done without a repeat of the gold glitter.
Yeah, I thought the glitter was a little too much, but I loved the bodice with the flowy skirt. And I loved especially the black pasty dangly bits.
I didn't even notice those to the end. And I was like,
It was fun. It was like a lot of attention to detail. I thought it was really fun. And I especially liked like that she had flowers in her hair too. It had a very kind of Spanish feel, but mm-hmm. it looked like her.
I was just distracted because she did the gold glitter in her entrance look. It's like,
It did feel like a repeat.
The fabric looks expensive. The look is really put together. You didn't need it.
It was one thing too many, but I loved the overall look.
Thought it was very good.
Oh my god. Soju.
Okay. Oh. Well, it's everything we feared and we knew it was going to happen.
It was worse. It was honestly worse than I thought.
It was worse than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, she's not going to have any shape. It wasn't just that. It looked like a pile of curtains.
Yeah.
And then she turned around, Lindsay, and it looked like a kid's craft project.
Well, you know that was hot glued all over the place.
And just knotted and hot glued and the... Oh my god, it was so bad and it made me so sad because I like her personality wise, but it was all I wrote was oh no and 5 exclamation points.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I did put I liked her makeup better than her entrance makeup.
But still.
By a little. But again, I don't think it's.
It wasn't great though.
Polished. But it was so. The outfit was so distracting.
I honestly. I think it might have been the worst I have seen.
Ever? No.
I'd have to do some research.
I mean, maybe top five.
It was in the top five for sure.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
It was rough.
Yeah, it was not good. I put next to just,
a frowny face on it, too.
Yeah, not good. And I love her.
I know.
It's going downhill fast.
All right. Then Silky comes out. And I just wrote, messy. It's a mess. It's not.
Ah, yeah. I just put not well done.
The idea is not necessarily bad. Like the idea of like the shape with the keyhole cutout and like a sort of capey thing.
Yeah.
Could be fine, but it looked messy and undone. It just looked real bad.
It's like, girl, if you would have just taken some more time to focus your energy instead of running around like a damn fool.
Yeah.
It could have looked like, cause yeah, I liked the concept.
The concept was fine, but it wasn't executed well at all. Yeah. It looked messy. All right. So then we had Ariel as a Laganja Estranja with her materials.
I put funny and interesting.
It was funny and interesting. It was fine. Like it wasn't blowing my mind, but it was well done.
But and a fun concept.
Yeah. And I liked the fact that she referenced Poison Ivy because that's definitely what I was getting from it.
Yeah. And again, where a lot of people, I don't think utilized all of what they were given. She had the dress. She had accessories. She had the hair
fabric.
Piece.
Yep. All the No, I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Kahana had the fabric of Kacha, and I wrote.
Okay.
Ew! Finish getting dressed. Looks like she gave up on pulling up her sleeves.
Well, and Brittany. It was the same black sequin bra from her entrance look.
I know.
And so it's like, I just put, looks like she's not even trying.
No, absolutely. Like, it looks like she started getting dressed. She pulled one sleeve up and then she didn't pull the other one up. And then she stones these tights up to her thigh and then nothing. It was weird as hell.
I think they were pre-stoned tights.
From another outfit. Yep, but don't wear them if they don't fit the look.
Exactly that. You know, if you have a mini skirt or something, then it works. But for something,
wear a different tight that doesn't do that.
Yeah, it looked lazy. It looked so.
It made it
lazy.
All of it made it look like she wasn't done getting ready.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
Hot mess.
I also put a frowny face next to that one.
Okay. I like your rating system.
I do frowny faces and smiley faces. Okay,
keep it simple.
I know
that's good.
So Nina West had the fabric stuff of Thor G. Thor. And oh my God, this was bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Head to toe bad.
I put unflattering, confusing. What the hell are those little circles? What's with the poof? Her makeup is not good.
She had a weird like jellyfish hat on top of her wig that was the same color as her wig, so you couldn't tell, so it looked like her wig just looked like shit. And then she was wearing a fucking kitten heel.
Yeah,
you are a big woman, do not wear a kitten heel. It was like a dance heel. Do not wear that shit.
It was bad. It looked so bad. And it was a sack. I had nothing positive.
There weren't any redeeming qualities.
She looked awkward. I mean, I wasn't surprised after her segment in the workroom where she is
in her own head. Yeah. It is weird as hell.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, Nina West. She has no confidence.
Not at all.
No confidence. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm
very confused by it because
it's one I wanted to fast forward through because
it was making me uncomfortable.
Exactly.
No, I hated
it. And just feeling sad. Like, come on. Ugh. Get it together.
Let's move on. It's already making me uncomfortable. Okay, so then we had Brooklyn Heights with Detox's materials. Whoa, 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 wee, whoa. Oh my God,
blown
girl.
Blown away.
great outfit, head to toe, complete look, well sewn, selling it on the runway. It was on point.
I am so impressed.
On point.
With it looked for a second, because she came out pretty early.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is this a different look? Like, is this something that they brought and then they're going to do round two and it's going to be what they made?
No, it but then looked.
And I was like, holy shit, she actually made that.
And then they're talking later and she's saying like, oh no, I made it. It was just like, it was a full bodysuit.
Yeah.
And it fit her properly. That was the thing. Like when you're, cause it's a shiny sort of vinyl spandexy material,
mm-hmm.
that needs to be done well. Otherwise it looks wrinkled and wavy and weird. And it was done well.
Yeah. So
it blew my mind.
Thoroughly impressed.
Okay, next, Plastique Tiara had Sasha Velour's materials. It was beautiful, but it was legit the same silhouette that we saw in the promo look and in her entrance look.
Yeah.
It was a bodysuit with a flowy skirt.
And again, they address it when they talk to her, like, you know, is this kind of normal for you? And she said, yeah, this is my normal look. So I really hope she's not pigeonholing herself.
Please do not have... this, like, I need to see more from you, because if all you have is one look, then I'm not here for that.
And you know, I will forgive her right now.
It was just safe.
But she's
it was safe and boring.
I said it was okay. It looked pretty it was well done.
It was pretty.
It looked better when you saw it up close. From far away. Yeah. It was fine. It was boring.
But the thing is that I don't want to see the same thing over.
Yeah.
Unless you're bringing something else to the table. I think there are queens out there who do have a very consistent look, aka, you know, Bianca Del Rio, but they bring something else to the table.
There's variety to it.
There's some variety. And then also, you know, she's not just about her look. There's a lot more to offer. So I'm curious to see what comes from future episodes.
Agreed.
Okay. Next we have Honey Davenport. With Bendela Creme. Oh my God, this is like legit repeat of the promo look.
Yeah, that's what
it was the same. Too long, too loose, too boring.
And the I'm so sorry. I don't know what that silhouette with the.
It's like a pencil, peplum with a pencil skirt. It was
bored.
It was too long.
Yeah.
It wasn't tight enough. Yep. And it was a boring look.
Yeah.
It was like across the board, just basic and boring.
I mean, I knew seeing it would be a safe look, but you can't be safe.
Push
forever and
push it.
It's just like what we were just saying with Plastique. If that's all you got, then you're not gonna go all the way.
If all you can wear is a tank dress,
yeah,
I'm not here for that either.
I'm bored already.
Next up, we've got Evie Oddly with the materials of Alaska.
I hated it.
It was so messy looking.
It
looked like a junior high craft project, like cutting up a bunch of fabric and squishing it together and hot gluing it in place. It didn't look good.
It didn't look well made. It didn't. It was so poorly done. I just am not about it.
And I don't feel like her makeup looked very good. Like, it was...
I was distracted by how much I hated that
Well,
dress.
I kept trying... Because I was looking for a positive thing. And I was like, but her makeup kind of looks rough, too. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to get excited about. It was just all across was like... It just looks messy.
Yeah.
It was messy.
It's exactly what we were saying about the entrance. Like, that it's... I'm okay, and I'm fine with contemporary and out of the box... But it has to look good.
You
can't just throw shit all over yourself and be like, I'm different.
I don't care what your genre is. It needs to be like a fully conceived idea.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your look. Maybe I'm not into your aesthetic, but if you do it properly, okay. Mm-hmm. But like, don't just throw shit together and expect us to be here for it.
Yeah. Nope.
All right. Next, we had Akiria with... BB's looks or materials.
I said impressive, nice bum.
I thought it was boring.
Really? With all that hair?
I know.
I'm not huge into that aesthetic, but it was well done.
No, it was a complete look. I will give her that. It's just not, I just didn't love it.
I know.
It's not my cup of tea, but it was a complete look. So mm-hmm. I will give her that. I do appreciate that it wasn't just a bunch of hair plopped on. Like, it had sort of like design,
structure.
Design aesthetics and structure. Yeah. I appreciate that, but it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah. No, I can get, and like I said,
I definitely don't think she belonged in the, like, the, she's not the bottom for sure because yeah. like it's done well, but like for me, it's not in the top because I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, Scarlet Envy with Violet Tchotchke's Materials. It looks pretty, but now I can't stop seeing Tammy Brown.
Are you forever?
It's messing with my vision. Like, every time she makes like a look, I'm like, oh, Tammy. It's hard.
Oh no.
But it looked pretty. I thought it looked pretty.
Yeah, I put great.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I liked the her little hat was cute. And she still had a very harsh wig line, but I think it made a little more sense.
But it was very well constructed. Again, it was one of those ones at the very first, so I was thinking, okay, this isn't the challenge because that dress is made too well. Yeah. So, no, I thought it was great.
No, I liked it. But she still looks like Tammy Brown. Okay, next I've got Raja with Kennedy Davenport's Materials. I loved it. I loved it. It kind of looked like Craft Corner, but it was full blown. It was a full blown roller disco DIY moment, and I was loving it.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking someone else. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Raja had like, it was like roller disco rainbow with like a little rainbow ribbon belt.
I loved hers.
And she had that great curly hair in sort of like a front. It was like up in a pony that like flowed over the front, and it looked so cute. It was, yes. And she had like confetti looking shoulders. No. It was adorbs. I loved it.
I am totally on board.
I'd wear that outfit, honestly. Like, if I was going to a Pride event, I'd wear that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'm having a brain fart. I can't think of who I was thinking of, but no, she looked great.
I thought it was
she
so
looked
cute.
Amazing.
So cute.
I was very impressed.
That really, to me, showed me a complete look from head to toe, mm-hmm. one idea, and that is not what we've seen from her yet. So hopefully she can bring that next week if she gets through. Okay, then who do we have next? Mercedes Iman Diamond with Bianca Del Rio's Materials. It was so,
so
boring
ugly.
And her makeup is so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It looks like she just dipped her face in flour.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. I'm not saying those fabrics aren't something you can do something
well,
sexy
the thing
with.
Is, like, well,
but the route she went was not how that, in my mind, that kind of fabric should go.
No, there's
and
definitely
so
other things to do with
out
it. It was
place.
Very weird. And I just wrote a in quotations, as Alaska, your makeup is terrible.
It was so bad. And
it
so
was
again,
honestly like
distracting.
More distracting to me than the outfit. Like, the outfit was like, oh, that's bad. But then I was like, what the fuck is happening with your face?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening with your face?
It was amateur hour.
It was like a mask of makeup. It was so weird. It was bugging hardcore. All right. Next and last on our list, we have Suga with Sharon Needles Materials.
That same wig, that same hair.
Oh my God. It looked like a really bad 80s prom dress.
Yeah.
It was not good.
I mean, I said okay.
Like,
but.
And then, well, the thing is, it was fine, but it kind of looked like something you'd buy off the rack in like, Contempo Casuals back in like 1994 or something. It was weird. Like,
yeah, it
weird
was.
Goth prom in the 90s or something.
Yeah. It
like, there was nothing unique.
Uninspired.
It was uninspired. And who are you? I still don't understand what her aesthetic is. So, as the judges deliberate, they decide that our tops and bottoms are... Our tops are Brooklyn Heights, Miss Vanjie with Valentina's
materials. Hey, you know, it's materials. Confusing.
Sorry. Whoops. Akira and Plastique. Then our bottoms are Soju, Mercedes, Nina, and Kahana.
So, you know, I think for Plastique, the good... They liked her silhouette, but again, they called out, you know, is this what you're comfortable with?
Yeah.
Don't just be a body queen. We want to see more
from you. Yeah. Akira, they were loving on her wigs, but mm-hmm. they also, that's all they talked about. So I don't think that
although Miley loved her chaps.
That's true. But Miley loves chaps.
Playing to the crowd.
They spend the most time talking to Brooklyn Heights and Miss Vanjie because I think that they really were like the most... striking of everybody. Oh, yeah. Of everyone. I those were the ones where you were like, whoa, okay.
I might swap out Miss Vanjie with Scarlett. But I think Miss Vanjie has...
I thought Miss Vanjie had more attitude on the runway. And I think that that pushes it over the edge.
Yeah.
And then with the bottoms, oh my God, when they're talking to the judges, oh my God, we can't not talk about it. Soju...
Oozing
cysts?
Oh, girl.
What are you doing?
I mean, that is just anxiety-ridden verbal.
She was word vomiting all over that runway, and like, it was
stop
talking. No one wants to hear about your tendonitis. No one wants to hear about an oozing cyst on your taint. What are you talking about?
It was just...
I know, like, in a way, it was like... semi, you know, endearing, but mostly it was like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. I cannot believe we're having a Dr. Pimple Popper moment on RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. What is happening?
That's a good way to describe it.
It was weird as hell, but yeah. Also, okay, so I did, again, two very large googly eyes and a big open mouth for notes. I didn't have any words. It was like, what?
I know. It's when you see an accident happening and you just watch.
I seriously was like bug-eyed watching it. Like, what is happening?
And you know what? Honestly, it really bothers me when queens try to make excuses that aren't really applicable. It's like, okay, you have these issues. That doesn't have anything to do with the moment we're in right now. Well, it's not an excuse for making the decision to put that outfit together.
No, I've got fucking tendonitis. That doesn't get in the way of my creative mind.
Yeah, that's...
Get over yourself. And then, it was like that across the board. Nina West was like, I've auditioned 9 times and I just intimidate and blah, blah, blah. Get out of your own head and stop whining. Get over it. Like,
yeah.
You're here. Obviously, you were good enough to get here. Get over it. I was so annoyed at her excuse making.
And when it was showing her outfit closer. And
those pom-poms glued on circles, glued on dress.
Well, my note on her runway look was, what the hell are those circles? And then it goes close and it's those horrible circles with like craft store pom-poms. And it's even worse.
It's worse than I thought it was. It's bad.
Yeah, it was.
And then also her makeup close up was really bad. Really too, bad. No, it was bad.
And the shoes close up.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was dying. I was absolutely dying.
Yeah.
But then also shitty excuses from Kahana too.
I thought hers were the worst.
Her crying like, it's so hard having a drag mother living up to her expectations and blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. And she was crying.
Yeah.
Like legit, like tear trails down her face. What? Yeah. And then her explanation of my aesthetic is normally hip hop showgirl, but elegant.
I love Miley Cyrus.
What is that? And Miley called it out legit.
Ain't elegant with one titty hanging out.
I know. What are you talking about? Like, I don't think Lil Kim's running out there going like, I'm elegant. Yeah. No.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? But like, it was so weird.
It was very off-putting, I should say. And then
Mercedes didn't really have much to say for herself, but I think that's because she looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
She has much personality, and so
there's nothing there.
Yeah, she was less boring, as per the usual, except for when she Xena screams.
I know. It was kind of a weird judging on the bottom's end. It was like, what? It felt like a train wreck. It was like, what is happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, own up to your shit. Say you made a mistake. And I mean, at least Nina did say, I don't like my outfit.
Yeah.
But then she's like, but I've tried out 9 times and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
just playing to their sympathies. And
no,
that's not how you win. That's not how you should win.
Mm-mm.
Well.
All right. So the judges deliberate and we find out that our winner is Brooklyn Heights. Who called it?
Well deserved.
We called it.
Well deserved.
And our bottoms to lip sync for your life are, no surprise, Soju,
mm-hmm,
and Kahana.
So I put # Soju's doomed.
Oh,
when
for
you
sure
have her in that giant clunky ass dress against Kahana in her outfit, which is, you know, dance appropriate.
Absolutely.
For the Hannah Montana song, Best of Both Worlds. She's doomed.
Well, no I way. I wrote stuck under a blanket.
Yeah.
Like, how do you dance to a song when you're under a blanket?
Yeah.
It was so bad. And I'm sorry. She obviously has no idea how to use her body, because what the fuck was that weird tornado spin?
Yeah. No. And you could see she knew the chorus, but
she was not good during the verse. Yeah. But.
And Kahana, to her credit, tore it up. I mean, well, backflips.
I mean, okay. Halfway through, she got into it doing stuff. But in the very beginning, I wrote, she's having a dance seizure.
Well, I'll agree.
I was not.
It was.
Because the song is like a medium pace, and she was having a full-blown dance seizure.
And, you know,
she was dancing to an EDM song in her brain.
Where Soju's just kind of standing around, waving her arms, and I was like, were you the whole time, like, rip that shit off. Rip that shit off.
But honestly, I don't even think she had any underwear on under there.
Well, and she was even saying, she's like, and with this, I don't have to cinch. So I'm like, she probably was not.
That made me mad. That comment made me mad, because like, if you're trying to dodge cinching in the very first challenge, then you're not here to compete.
So she got blown away. Even though Kahana was having a dance seizure, she at least was interesting to watch.
She was more interesting to watch. I will say I didn't like watching that lip sync at all, but
it was a sad lip sync.
It was better than Soju.
It was a lip stink.
It was a lip stink. So,
well, surprise, surprise.
Soju sashayed away.
Mm-hmm.
Kahana, Shantae, you stay. And that is the end of the episode.
I'm sad because I did want Soju to at least go a little far.
I wanted to see more of her personality. I think that there was. The problem is, I think that it's very raw potential.
Agreed.
So why don't we come up with who we think is going to go home next week? It's hard for me because I think there's one person I want to go home, and then there's another person that I think will go home.
Yeah, my logical mind is saying
Mercedes.
Yes.
But my heart is saying Silky.
I want her to go.
I just
so
don't
bad.
Want to have anything to do with her anymore. Okay, so the next one is an acting challenge, and you have to think about it that way because they give you a preview into next episode, and Silky has more personality. And so you have to be.
I mean, it's TV land.
Yeah. So I have to stick to my guns and say I think Mercedes doesn't have the personality to get through an acting challenge.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Mercedes for me.
I'll just go out on a weird limb and I'll say Kahana.
Okay.
Because I also think she doesn't have the personality.
No, I actually, yeah. I'm curious. Okay, yes. All right. This is going to be interesting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The game is afoot. All right. Well, I think that was pretty. Like I said, after this first episode, I am very excited for
this season. I'm actually more excited for the season than I even was for season 10 because I think there's a lot of variety.
There is a lot of variety.
And I feel like the drama is more organic and natural, whereas like last season, it just felt so pushed. It
seemed forced.
I just feel like there's a little bit more of a genuine energy coming out of, and I mean, who knows? We'll see. We're still in episode one, but I'm excited for it and I'm ready to see what these queens have to offer.
Oh, I love it. Yes. I love it.
All right. Well, we will catch up with you next week. I hope that you enjoyed the show. And if you did enjoy it, then just subscribe and you can listen on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. You can look us up on Podomatic.com. What the Tuck with Brittany and Lindsay. Remember, you've got to type in with Brittany and Lindsay to find us. And find us you will. And listen to us, please.
Tell your family. Tell your friends.
Hide your children. Hide your wife.
All right, everybody. We will see you next week with another episode of What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
See ya.
Bye.